God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Do you like your name? If you're like a lot of people, when you were growing up, there were times you wanted a different name than the one you were given by your parents. You liked some other sound better. When I was a kid growing up, I was always Mike. You know, usually it was a cowboy, and I was Cowboy Mike. Now, Will is a perfectly good name, I think I've come to believe. But when I was a kid, I sometimes wanted to be Mike instead of Will. Well, that's kind of par for the course oftentimes. A lot of times parents will be trying to decide what to name their baby, and dad will say, well, how about this name? And the mom will say, well, no, I knew someone by that name and I didn't like them. And then she'll say, well, how about this name? The husband will say essentially the same thing. He'll say, well, I knew someone by that name and I didn't care for them. And so it's interesting, is it not, how you can hear a name and it instantly conjures up an entire paragraph of characteristics based on the person with that name that you have known. Now, the fact of the matter is, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a name is worth 5,000, because so much of a person's character is kind of encapsulated in the name, and that is a name they've made for themselves. Now, the truth is, only you can change your name, because you have two names, the one your mama gave you and the one you give yourself every day. My grandmother was born Agatha Bussey Widener. Can you imagine saddling a kid with that kind of a name? Well, the reason was she was named after her mother's best friend. And so that was her name until she was in her mid-30s and she had a choice. And so she legally changed her name to Catherine. Now, Agatha and Bussey may be a fine name, but she wanted something else. And the fact is, whether you legally change your name or not, only you can change your name. And the reason is, a good name is a choice. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So this is a choice. And the Bible says it's a better choice. It's interesting how often in the Bible will compare some virtue, some important character trait, and compare or contrast it to money of some sort, some kind of financial gain. Because throughout history, people have always placed a great value on money and not so much necessarily on things that are even more important. So in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible says, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. So is it wrong to have choice gold? No, but it's rather to be chosen. It's better to choose having knowledge. Why? Verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So a good name is a better choice. Many, many, many people have sold their name to gain riches and have ended up poverty stricken as far as what really mattered. They sold their name. There's no such thing as a get name quick scheme. Now, maybe you've received an email recently from some far off country, and there's a claim that you have a great uncle that died and he's filthy rich. And if you'll just send in your sensitive information, you can unleash that money on your behalf. Well, look, that's a fraud. And hear about get rich quick schemes. There may be such schemes, but there's no such thing as a get name quick. You can build your name for years and lose it in a day. So a better choice is a good name. And oftentimes we are making choices between the impulses we have and the headstone we wish to have. I was in a cemetery recently and there was a stone. It was probably 20, 30, 40 years old. And I don't remember the gentleman's name. He was young, but it said very simply, he loved his country and he loved his God. Well, that's a pretty brief synopsis of an entire life. People aren't sophisticated as to knowing the good and the bad and the nuance in your life. They're just going to get one general impression. So begin each day deciding what you want your name to mean. That means having priorities. It means things that are rather than or more important than the things that we often spend our time thinking about, money and so on. Everyone has a name, but a good name is rather to be chosen, and it is a choice. A good name is a choice, and may God help us to have the right priorities to have a good name, because we build that name one decision and one day at a time.